Cut my fingernails this morning and couldn't get a hold of that button. It's good to see everyone this evening. I hope you had a great day this afternoon. I hope you're all getting excited as I am about the Vacation Bible School this week. I told you a couple weeks ago I feel like a father fixing to have his first child. You know, I just feel like I'm pacing back and forth, and I feel like something's just not ready, you know. I forgot to get something, you know. I'm going over my head, got the baby bed, got the car seats, you know, got diapers. So I'm trying to think of everything that we're going to need for Vacation Bible School. The topic of this evening's sermon is, what is death? I hope everyone will take an opportunity while I'm preaching this sermon and study this chart that's on the wall here behind me, because it is of great importance what is going to happen to us when we die. Each and every one of us has a choice. If you're above the age of accountability, you have a choice. The choice is yours. Your parents can't make it for you. Your children can't make it. Your brothers and sisters can't. No matter who wants to make the decision for you, they cannot. This is something you have to do. If you would, turn over to our text, Romans 14:8. Romans 14:8. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. This is something we need to remember always. No matter what happens to us in this life, as long as we are faithful Christians, we will have a reward in heaven one day. Now, death is not the means of converting a wicked person into a Christian. Now turn over to Luke 16:19-31. And this is an account of the rich man and Lazarus. And some of the things that we see here on the board will come into play in this verse that we will be talking about. Now Luke 16:19-31. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Luke 16:19-31. As one dies, so is he when he dies. Now, some of the things we want to notice this evening, this text, is that it said the rich man died and in hell. Well, we see where hell is in conjunction here. And we know that there is a great fixed gulf here between them to where they cannot come from one to the other. So once you leave this world, you are on a track to one place or the other. So you need to be prepared now before the end comes. Death is not the extinction of man. How do we know this? Because of what we just read in Luke 16:19-31. Both the good and the bad continued to live after death. If not, the rich man wouldn't have been tormented. Lazarus wouldn't have been comforted in Abraham's bosom. So they still existed after their death. Death is an appointment God has made for each and every one of us. Everyone in this room will have to face death one day, unless the second coming of Christ comes while you're still alive. Otherwise, you will have to face death. Hebrews 9:27 talks about this. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So we're all going to have to die. And then we'll have to face judgment. So you better be prepared in this life and have all your ducks in a row before you die. We are pilgrims here on this earth. We sang the song that Charles just led a while ago where it talked about us being pilgrims. We are pilgrims here on this earth. Now turn over to Hebrews 11:13. Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. You know, we watch a lot of times movies where they're the Old West, and somebody will just be passing through, and they'll call them pilgrims. We, each and every one of us as Christians, should be considering this earth our pilgrim passage. We are just passing through this land. We're not going to be here forever. Matter of fact, we're only going to be here for a short amount of time. Even if we live to be 100 years old, it's going to be a short amount of time. Nothing is permanent here. Through the centuries, the strict Jews have left unfinished various parts of their homes, usually the cornice or some other conspicuous spot on their house. The purpose of this is to remind them that nothing here is finished. That like Abraham of old, they are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. We need to remember that too. We are only pilgrims here. We're just a passing through. Death is both certain and uncertain. It is certain to come. We're not going to be able to get out of it. Turn over to Genesis 3:3. Genesis 3:3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Genesis 3:3. What did Satan tell him? Oh, surely you won't die. Did they die right away when they ate of the fruit or they touched it? Well, actually, they did two things in dying. Sin caused death at that point. When they committed sin, they died instantaneously through sin. The other thing is, from that day forward, their body started to decay. So they did start dying. They didn't die immediately, but they started dying. I've often wondered what it would have been like to be in a garden and be able to live forever. Every day I get up, I see a new wrinkle on my face, a new crow's foot coming in around my eyes, or a new sag on my face. And I think, you know, if we was in the garden, we wouldn't have to worry about that stuff. We could live forever and be vitalics. Death is both certain and uncertain. But the time is uncertain of our death. None of us knows when we're going to die. Even if we had a terminal illness, a doctor isn't going to say, you've got exactly 3 weeks from today to die. What do they usually say? Well, the best thing I can tell you, you've got approximately 3 weeks to live. You could be wrong. You could have less time. You could have more time. So our death is uncertain. Turn over to James 4:14. James 4:14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. James 4:14. Just like I said, if you live to be 100 years old, our lives are still like vapor. We see it coming off of the tea kettle or the pot, and then it's gone. That's the way our lives are. Once again, we're only pilgrims here, and our life is uncertain. Next, it is the end of our labors that will be rewarded. That's why we need to be working in this lifetime. Turn over to Ecclesiastes 9:10. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever thy hands find to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Ecclesiastes 9:10. So whatever you need to be doing, you better take care of it now, because once you're dead, it's too late. I had a friend one time that was always saying, I wish I'd have talked to so-and-so about the gospel. I wish I'd have talked to them about Christ, but they died before I got a chance. Well, too late then. We need to always make sure that we take care of our business before it's too late. Before we're gone or before someone else is gone. Next, turn over to John 9:4. John 9:4. Here we're talking about work the works. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man work. John 9:4. We need to be doing it while it's still day, while we're still alive. Because when we die, nighttime will be here and we won't be able to work then. You know, we read in the text in Luke 16:26, the rich man waited too late. He had every opportunity to do what he could have for Lazarus. Lazarus was sitting right there at his gate. Right outside his door, Lazarus was sitting and would have begged for the crumbs that fell off the rich man's table. And all the rich man would have had to done was gone out there and brought him in his house and doctored his sores and fed him and showed him some kindness. And what would that have done when the rich man got to heaven or got to the next life? He wouldn't have been lost. He wouldn't have been in torment. Because Luke 16:26, and besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. We just talked about this a little bit ago. You can see it right here. The great gulf is fixed. So that they which would pass from hence unto you cannot, and neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Luke 16:26. So think about this. You need to make sure that you're in the right spot when you're ready to die. You're not going to get a second chance. Death, it is a state over which the Lord has power. The Lord has already shown that He has power over death. The Lord will raise the dead. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 15:51-55. 1 Corinthians 15:51-55. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.